What a game. What a call by Scott Fransky last night. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn with us here. Vonny back in the studios. We are live today at the Team 62 Beer Bowl with all of the proceeds benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Hugh, our second year in a row here. Good morning. We get to be here after another ridiculous Phillies win. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Vonnie. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, some things need to be left to other folks, man.
Okay.
You know, I was listening to that call, and, you know, Scott did his thing, but the L.A. thing, you just got to – like, that's L.A.'s thing, man. Let's just leave that be.
It was a great moment, though.
It was a great moment.
Moment.
Made you, that was – felt like I made you uncomfortable.
By I don't. Sometimes
I'm just saying, the Daily Douglas,
I'm ready to pivot off that. I'm like, all right, Hugh.
No, I'm saying, man, certain things – Let other people do it. You know what I mean?
Let it breathe?
Let L.A. – that's L.A.'s thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let L.A. – come on.
Sometimes I think the moment gets us all. That was a big moment. Like,
okay, well, okay, and I agree.
Big moment.
And Scott did his thing. Yep. Love Scott. But let L.A. have his
okay.
thing.
Okay, all right,
you know,
get
that's
it.
That's L.A.'s thing.
Listen, when Derek Hill hits a home run like that, like the night before Brennan Marsh, my goodness. This – what – it's like, you know, it was a perfect call by Scott. I mean, deja vu in D.C. last night. 215-592-9494. Let's start with the Phillies, a team that did it again last night. Hugh, it's been an incredible run here for 2 months, right? They fire Topper. They put Don Mattingly in there. Best record in baseball since then. And the last two nights, to have those games like that, Phillies are the first team since 1988 to win consecutive road games down to their final strike with nobody on base with
back
two outs.
Back.
I mean,
it's hard to go back to back.
It's almost impossible to do what they did the last two nights, to win both of those games the way they did last night. And, Hugh, I am ready to say something that typically we reserve for August, September, October. Hugh, I'm ready to say this team feels different. This team feels different. They are similar.
Some way you it. I ain't even the words.
But they feel different to me, Hugh. The way they've won the last two nights, the way they've rallied since Mattingly took over, it reminds me of 2022 in a way, where that team, of all the teams they've had the last 4 years, made the best run in October, right? There was a never-say-die attitude about the 2022 Phillies. It wasn't perfect. They weren't great. They didn't even win their own division.
Never give up.
But
never
they had something about that team that they seemed to lack the last couple years, even though they were better baseball teams. And I'm noticing it this year again. They don't win that game last night or the night before in previous seasons. I don't think they do, even though they may have had quote-unquote better teams. Last night, you know, two nights ago was the Trey hit into the Marsh home run.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, Schwarber coming off the bench with the bad back.
Tidy back.
Good thing, you know, that either had to be a home run or a walk.
Yeah, because he wasn't beating nobody out.
No,
to first base.
No, but he worked a great at bat.
Yes, he did.
Gets on base, and then boom. Derek Hill, who just got here a couple weeks
just
ago.
Just got here.
Makes an impact. Hugh, your reaction to last night, and does this team feel different to you than the last few iterations we've had?
Derek Hill got the juice. I'm gonna start there first,
like
that. And that was great
toothpick
to see.
Toothpick and the juice.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I like the toothpick.
Yeah, we made all this to do about, you know, Jazz Chisholm and the lollipop. Buddy out there with a toothpick running around. Ain't nobody said it about that. That's crazy. But I mean, hey, you hit a home run like that, you get carte blanche. I like what I'm seeing, Joe. I'm not gonna lie. But
the butt.
No, I mean,
the
and
butt
I, listen.
At 10:05.
I was right because I knew how you were going to act this morning. So I was riding this morning,
excited.
What's that supposed to be?
Excuse me. Well, knew how I was going to act after a huge win.
You know what? I know the way I said it. I didn't frame it correctly.
You didn't.
No,
like I'm acting out here.
No, you're right to feel the way that you feel, because I feel the same way. But I'm going to stay in the moment with this team. I'm not going to get too far ahead over my – what they say, over your head, get your head over your skis or get over your skis, whatever they say.
No, however
they
say it. That makes sense.
I'm not going to do that, Joe. I like what I'm seeing, but I have shades of last postseason and the postseason before that in my mind. I'm going to enjoy this, and anything can happen. But it does feel good right now. And I will tell you this – Derek Hill gave me Bader vibes a little bit last night.
I like that, yeah, a little
he
bit.
He gave me Bader vibes last night, so I like that. I like that aspect of it. I'm just going to enjoy this. I'm not telling you how to feel. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it and wait to see what the postseason look like. Yeah. And to your point, when Schwarber was at the plate, boy, he was He was trying to knock it out of the park, but you could tell his back was super tight.
And he almost hit the one out, right?
Yeah, he did. He did.
He hooked it to right field. So if you go back to last minutes, first team since 1988 to win two games in a row on the road like that. And then if you look at, you know, this happens a lot during basketball games, like the win probability, right, when a team is up a lot and then down and all, you see that kind of those charts, right? The Phillies two nights ago, when Turner was at the plate with a 1-2 count, two outs, ninth inning two nights ago, had a 0.5% chance to win that game. They obviously went on to get a million runs with two outs. Last night, when Schwarber was up at the plate, they had a 2% chance to win the game. They won both games. This team has an energy about them since the manager switch that is different. This reminds me so much of 2022, which is ironic because this time it was Topper who got his job out of here, right? He lost his job 4 years ago. He's the one that took the job. It feels different to me. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Derek Hill last night, the man of the moment who had the pinch hit home run. Did you notice who he hit the home run off of last night?
That was your boy, Beetle.
Well, no, that wasn't Beetle.
Beater?
That was your boy. Dick Beater? Lovelady.
That was Richard Lovelady. Dick Lovelady. Yeah, I remember Dick Lovelady.
Do you?
That's a hell of a name.
It is an amazing name.
What do you remember?
He loves the ladies.
There it is. All right, Derek Hill last night.
Richard loves the ladies.
After the home run off of Richard Lovelady. How about that? Derek Hill last night. And, yeah, I mean, he has been a good addition so far. Huge hit last night. Does this Phillies team feel different? 215-592-9494. Kyle with us here at the Team 62 Beer Bowl. Coming up in a little bit, Jason Kelsey will join us to tell us all about it. Kyle, what are you feeling after last night, after Derek Hill comes through?
Different from what?
Different from the years past.
Now, it's jump on Kyle like you jumped all over me.
It's the same damn team from the years past.
No, hold on.
It doesn't.
It feels exactly the same. Sorry.
Last night, the night before.
See, at least I was nicer about it.
So much fun.
It was.
But, like, the Phillies last year and the year before, they never had any fun moments. Like, guys, come on. Like, we've had games like this. We had games like this last year. Bader came up. Everyone was real excited. DeRon came up. We had so much juice. And you know what we were saying last year? This team feels different. You know what we said in the beginning of 24 when they were real hot? This team feels different. In 23, this team feels different. October 22, this team feels different.
Like, do
they have a chance to go all the way? Sure. They had a chance last year. They had a chance the years prior. Do they have a chance to beat the Dodgers in a 5-7 game series with the right trade deadline moves? Sure. They had a chance last year. It feels exactly the same. I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket on it because it was a lot of fun. But I can't do this team feels different thing. What are we doing?
It feels special, Kyle. It does feel a little bit different to me. To me, this is the best top three they've had in a rotation. This is the best closer they've had for a full season. Like, I know we've had bits and pieces of all these things, but to me, this is all coming together. And now the lineup depth is at least it at least feels like they have a lineup the last month. Like, they have a lineup. I'm not saying it's baseball's best lineup, but they have more than two guys contributing. Like, last night, I mean, forget just Derek Hill. Like, Bryson Stott has been on a heater for a month. Alec Bohm looks like a major leaguer, which he didn't for the first month of the season after Douglas over here predicted 30 home runs. At least he has a pulse now.
But they
like
did
15.
For
I say 15.
You did not.
I remember 15.
You said 30.
You're lying.
Yeah, I remember.
They did for stretches last year too. Stott went on a heater. We had batting title Trey Turner. Guess what we don't have this year? Batting title Trey Turner. We've negated that with Brandon Marsh. It's the same thing.
It may look similar to me. It feels different. You know what? That's fine. I'll put myself out there. I'll say it.
Be vulnerable, Joe.
I will be vulnerable. Just because you guys are afraid to get hurt by the Phillies, what's the worst that happens?
I get hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
I cry.
Well, you know what?
I'm a sensitive man.
That's every October anyway. This one, to me, this feels the closest to 22 since 22. That team had an edge to it from the manager switch. Mm-hmm. The last few years didn't have any of that. I mean, they had moments. Yes, you're right. They had moments. And the Bader and Durant trade last year did give us a sense it was different. We did have conversations like this. You're right about that. I never felt this in 23 or 24. Not like this. 23 was just like, well, they should finish the job now, and then they puttered out. And in 24, they were great, and then they just fell apart the second half of the season. This feels like they're gaining momentum. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Does this Phillies team feel different? I mean, does this time feel different to you? It does to me. They haven't had back-to-back wins like that. I mean, they just stole wins from the Nationals the last two nights. Two in a row, back-to-back. I thought it was pretty incredible, and especially last night, to have a guy with a bad back get up to the plate.
Tidy back.
And then Derek Hill, who just got here, get up to the plate. But I got Hater Hugh over here.
Hate. And I'm not hating.
Well,
I enjoyed it.
I mean, come on.
I like the fact that he hit it off of Love Lady. And it was a great
at
bat.
You didn't even know it was Love Lady until five minutes ago.
No, you know what's funny? I remembered it because I was like, is his name Richard Love? I said, is his last name Love Lady?
Dick Love Lady.
Because I was watching the game, but I thought Joe was talking about his boy, Beetle. Beaterman?
Clayton Beater.
Beaterman? Yeah.
Beaterman.
Nope.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought he was talking about. But no, I remember Richard Love Lady.
Well, that's good.
That's why we're here for that. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington starting us off on WIP. Good morning, Jeff.
Maybe.
If I can get the mouse to work.
Which you can't.
Yeah, got it, Jeff.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay. You know what's cool about talking to Vonnie is I don't get browbeaten on my opinion.
She's too nice for that. Yeah.
That's not going to help you when you call tomorrow, though.
Well, watch. This call's going to suck now.
It'll be back to the normal. Now, honestly, though, I kind of lean a little bit more towards you and Kyle on this, Joe. I see what you're saying. I actually got the 93 Phillies vibe. They were winning a lot of games late.
How about that?
They had got different guys. Hold on. Hold on now. Different guys stepping up at different times. This team is a better team overall, mainly because they're actually natural for the most part. Nobody's on steroids. Nobody's on methamphetamine. Nobody's on, you know, whatever. But don't forget about Nolan giving five strong innings last night. And that's strong for him. He gave up one home run.
Oh, so, Jeff, Nola gives us that the rest of the season, I'm totally cool with that. Five innings, two or three runs. Yeah. That is perfectly fine for Aaron Nola at this stage. Yep.
That's what he's all.
And that's a good hitting
piece.
Nah,
he used to be six or seven innings.
Well, since I've been here, that's been kind of annoying.
To me, six or seven was his thing, and two or three runs. Yeah. Now we're down to five innings, and if you leave him for the six, it could be seven runs. You know, we can't have that.
Schwarber with that was a key at bat for Schwarber, just because for one he almost hit a home run, but with two strikes on him and he draws the walk, that was a pretty big deal. And then you know that guy Hill, he just. I don't know. It's been, what did you say it was, 1988 since the team won with two outs in the bottom, two strikes and two outs in the bottom of the ninth? Yeah, that's pretty
in two
wild.
Straight games. It's crazy. I mean, just think about how many great teams there have been, how many bad bullpens there have been. Like, you would think in the last almost 40 years someone would have done what the Phillies just did. That's how rare that is. And Jeff, and good phone call, you add that to the starting pitching they have and this closer – I feel good. I mean, like, they're not a complete team. They're not perfect right now, Hugh. They still have work to do with the trade deadline. Obviously, they need to go get another arm, maybe two, another bat. Like, they need work. But the bones of something different here. I'm surprised you're not feeling it, especially when you were the Donnie Baseball guy. I mean, you basically put the guy in the Hall of Fame.
I am feeling it, Joe. But it's called tempered optimism because we've been down this road before. And the bottom line is this. We've been down this road before, and we've been disappointed. We haven't had the bats get hot when we need them.
So you're
being
guarded.
I'm enjoying it. No, I'm enjoying the ride. I'm enjoying the ride that the Phillies have me on. That's what I'm doing.
Well, we all are, especially the last two nights. To me, there is a difference in the way they've played, the way they have gone about their business, the way they have looked day to day under Don Mattingly. It has been different, and it reminds me of 4 years ago. I'll say that this way. I would not be surprised at all if they're in the World Series this year, just like they were in 2022. I think they have something about them this year that could overcome their flaws. I think they have obvious needs that Dave Dombrowski will know to address. And the last two nights felt special. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy back-to-back morning, man.
Happy back-to-back, Chris. What's up?
Guys, listen, I am riding, absolutely riding, cloud nine right now. Like, high leverage Hill comes in last night and closes that out. Like, Joe, like, I'm so glad that you today you're finally there with me. You're seeing this thing clearly. And Hugh Douglas,
yes,
we see you right alive on the camera with the wet blanket trying to throw it on our fun because your brains are struggling. So,
no, that's not it.
And it's unfortunate he dragged Kyle in with them today. That's the sad part.
Fair and balanced at all times. What do you mean?
Kyle in.
I am fair and balanced.
This stake to go with him. No, that's nonsense. So, Joe, you know what, Joe? As usual, I'm glad you and I are the ones here because we always blaze the path with this. I've told you the win in the division. We're going back to the World Series. And you know what, Kyle and Hugh, you guys can climb on the bandwagon later. We'll let you on. There'll be plenty of room. But, guys, what we are watching is the Cardiac Hits 2.0. They are going to ride this red wave right into the World Series because that is our destiny this year. That is what is about to happen. Guys, I want to – can I leave you – can I ask a question of you, though?
Sure.
What you got?
In all seriousness?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
I hate to shift gears here because, again, we're riding this wave. But just when you think someone like the Braves, like Hughes Braves, are untouchable and on an island all their own, in a league all their own, a new challenger comes along. So before yesterday's last segment, Cowboy Jim's girlfriend, Christian, was clearly the most detached from reality leader of the Jalenites. But yesterday, a new challenger entered the rubber room.
Our caller at the end of our show yesterday, yeah. What was his name?
We had a Chris from Dover,
Chris from Dover
was the one who told us he would take Jalen Hurts over Jerry
Rice.
He didn't
know what color he was. Yeah. That's the one.
That's right.
No,
that's right. He did not know what.
He didn't know his ethnicity.
No, he did not know his own ethnicity. Listen, that was a struggle.
It was Chris from Overbrook. And Hugh, let me tell you something about his ethnicity.
Chris from Dover is a good call.
That dude, Hugh, that guy yesterday, he's as white as Joe Gilley in the Dead of Winter. Like, I'm telling you. Like, let's just stop that right there. Like,
that's pretty light if it's me in the Dead of Winter. Well, so, I mean, it was the worst phone call we've gotten in a long time. I mean, the guy thought that Jalen Hurts was a better football player than Jerry Rice. So, like, if that's the perspective,
clearly delusional.
You've never watched football. I mean, that's just – even Douglas over here couldn't sign off on that. I mean, even he had to say stop.
I just thought it was funny.
It was funny. Yeah. I got to give it to him.
I want to apologize to OG Wade because OG Wade's out. He's got nothing on these two. They're in a league of their own.
That's true.
Guys, enjoy the remote. Have a great day. Let's go, Phillies!
Let's go. Chris, we appreciate the phone call there. So he did mention the division. Last night, Hugh, the Braves lost again to the
Padres. Four and a half?
4.5 games.
Hey!
I mean, this thing has gotten cut from 11 to 4.5 like that. That's a wild change. I mean, if you had,
I conceded the fact that we can enjoy it now. I didn't, you know, say, hey, don't worry about trying to get the vid. I didn't say none of that.
No, but yeah, you poo-pooed the whole thing.
I did not.
Yeah,
I
you kind of did. I mean, what I sense is not real strong belief from Douglas.
No, I'm enjoying the season. I like what they're doing.
But you're never not but let's saying, be, I okay, believe. I believe.
Let's be realistic. Mm-hmm. This team is the same team that was knocked out of the playoffs last year, right?
I don't agree.
No. You're right. They're different. Well, the energy's different.
Well, manager. Wheeler wasn't part of the playoff series last
year. Yeah, I give you that. But, okay, with that being said, was he a part of the playoff series the season before that?
Yes.
Okay.
But Luzardo wasn't. Like, they haven't had a top three like this.
Okay, you got me.
What is Luzardo, though?
He's fine, but he's more than fine.
But he was better last year.
Sure, okay.
He was.
Well, maybe if they can catch the ball in the infield, his ERA would be under 4.
But he gets rocked by Trey Turner. It feels like a lot of the things that have improved this year like are almost negated by some of the things that fell off.
I get it.
So the point that I was trying to make is this. How different is this team than the team that exited the playoffs the last three seasons? How much different are outside the two pitchers that you named? It's basically the same. That's the thing that, you know, we haven't added any firepower. We haven't had anything that was different. And if you want to go a step further, when you talk about the history of this team in the last few years, what has been our Achilles heel? Bats being cold at the worst time that they can be.
Yeah, of course.
And it's a good chance. Like, we saw a little bit of that the other night. And it's a good chance that might happen again.
So it could. But I think there are a couple differences we're leaving out. Brandon Marsh has grown up in front of our eyes.
Yes, I'll give you that.
Right, so like that, you're right. Brandon Marsh has been part of all these different Octobers. I trust him. I trust this version of Brandon Marsh more than the old versions of Brandon Marsh. So that's it. And I just feel like there's a fight to them.
I'll give you that.
There is a fight to them that I haven't felt since 22.
You know what? But all right. Can I put it into this perspective for you? This trade deadline versus last trade deadline, which team had more needs?
This one.
Last year they had two. Right. And this one might have three.
Well, all right. Yeah. Well, but what does that tell you about the team?
Well, they need help.
They're the same team, but Papa, you could argue not as good as last year. They have more holes to fill at the trade deadline and a year older. And
that's
like, look,
all
I,
fine.
I just
Kyle Schwarber got Tidy back.
I just want to be clear. Like, I'm not.
What are you doing with the Tidy
back? I know. Enough.
I mean, you are being a super capital H hater this morning.
I'm not even.
I don't think you or I are like off the bandwagon. Or I think both of us think that they can win the World Series. Like, are they capable? Sure, but I can't sit here and say they're different. Different.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
They feel different. Okay. That it's a, you got to have a feel.
It's a feel.
You
got
to have a feel for this. Let's see if Ron Amanco has a feel for anything. What's up, Ron?
There's no way.
He said for anything.
Oh man,
Ron, man. What's up?
Oh man, poor Bonnie. Poor Bonnie. She has
not her name.
Bonnie,
we're sorry.
Poor Bonnie. Ron doesn't know her name.
Well, I was loading some fare. I was waiting for the screener to pick up, and I was going to give it to him. And then I hear a voice from it, heaven. And I'm like, oh my god, yeah. So anyway, I'm watching the game, and of course, the first thing that pops in my head is the gigolo. I'm like, I can't wait till tomorrow to see what he's selling.
See, we've accomplished something with this show. Now we've done something.
Yeah. Well, the problem you're having is nobody wants to get in the clown car with you. Okay?
I disagree. I have Chris from Middletown in the clown car. You know what? Load up the clown car. Next stop, October. Load it up.
Nobody wants to get in the clown car with you.
I am driving this clown car, and I'm inviting everyone. Ron, you know what? I'm leaving the seat open next to me. You're riding shotgun with me, Ron. We're going all the way to October.
All right. Well, here's my plan. My thing is the minute that Hill popped that ball over the right field fence, I ran right to the computer, and I scheduled my World Series tickets, right? I'm flying coach to Afghanistan, okay? I'm flying coach to Afghanistan to watch them play in the World Series, but they have to play the Washington Nationals every day for the rest of the season, okay? And we'll get to the World Series. Then we'll make it, all right? And then that clown car, everybody's going to be – they're going to be paying millions of dollars to get in that clown car with you, okay? This ain't happening, Joe. You're falling for it again. I don't know how you keep falling for it, but you do, you know?
Well, because this it looks different, right, Ron?
You're the man, Ron.
Ron, they just had back-to-back awesome wins. How many wins like that they had last year?
None. That's a little league bullpen.
None. You know, all right. The bullpen's bad. I'll give you that. But that's not a bad team right now.
The best hitting baseball team in the
league. Yeah, most runs
right
scored per game, Ron. We appreciate it. That's your fault, Hugh. You're inviting all the haters the day after back to back incredible wins.
I like the clown car analogy, though.
Well, you're not invited. You're not in.
I don't think Hugh could fit in a clown car. Hugh might be the straw that broke the camel's back.
Be a little snug.
I don't know if this ever come up. What do you think of clowns? Some people have strong opinions on clowns. Like, they hate clowns. Are you an anti-clown guy? Or are you a pro-clown guy?
You know, you know what? When I was growing up, I was a big fan of Ronald McDonald, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I remember watching Killer Clowns from Space.
There we go. I knew he'd have something with this.
And I started looking at clowns differently. And then, you know, it really killed it for me. Like, the clown in it,
yeah.
Man, I ain't got nothing to do with no clown.
What about Bozo the clown?
Bozo was cool back in the day. You know what? I'm going to hit y'all with an old school one that probably nobody here know. You ever heard of Captain Kangaroo?
I don't remember Captain Kangaroo, but the name is familiar.
Go look at Captain Kangaroo now. He looks real creepy.
Okay.
But he was that dude back in the day, though. Captain Kangaroo, all that is creepy. Did I answer your question in long form? Yeah, all that's creepy. Huh.
Kyle, you have clown thoughts?
I got to say, pretty indifferent on clowns.
I think people used to have stronger opinions on clowns. And now it feels like we're all okay.
No, they don't bother me. They're kind of just
there.
They're just there.
Well, they're
They're not even really there anymore.
I think clowns have slowly been phased
really
out.
A thing.
No, not on WIP.
No, it's a clown on the internet that talk bad to people. I can't remember his name right now, but
there's a lot of clowns on the internet that talk bad to us.
Did you see the Jake Paul poll? I mean,
no. they're still clowning us. On
I think they would say we're the clowns on the internet putting up the Jake Paul poem, and that you realize that. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We got Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Will, good morning.
Good morning, man. Listen, man, the only clown is that clown that just called, man. That's the only clown we're going to see.
That's right, get him.
Call a crime.
This is what I want to say, man. You know, and I said it yesterday, the difference is We got brains and we got a heart now. Heart. We got Wheeler. We got a new manager. Okay? This manager is managing games. He's getting involved with all the players, man. And he knows what it takes to win. You know what I'm saying? He's living up to his name. Listen, I'm driving the bus. Who getting on? Because I ain't play. I said, listen, we want to win a division, and we're going like to the World Series,
baby. This guy's saying it. He's saying it.
I like the clown card better.
I'm glad you mentioned the manager. Do you think Topper would have made that move last night to pinch hit Crawford out for Hill? I don't know if he does.
I was just telling my coworker that, man. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have made that. He would have just let it play out like he normally do. And then guess what? We'd have took
Crawford,
a L.
I mean, Schwarber.
No, Schwarber, but then he also pinched hit Hill in for Crawford. That's why Hill was at the plate. Took Crawford out, and Hill popped the home run. That's a huge move.
That was a big decision that he made, and guess what? It won us the game. So this is what I'm saying, man. Listen, like you said, Hugh, we've been cold with the bats. The bats is hitting, baby. Listen, the pitching ain't all that good, but we needed these bats to come alive, and that's what they're doing. Now all we need to do is stay alive. You know
get on
saying?
Board. So Will's driving. We are going to October. Will, great phone call. What great phone call. See, it's not that hard.
Sure it is.
Yeah,
it's not. I mean, it's not hard to see that this looks different.
I'm struggling.
Well, I know you are, and that's all right. We'll help you out.
You do ask those questions, though, about how different it would have looked. Because I asked the question, I'm like, do you think if Topper was managing, number one, would Schwarber be out there? And would he have worked at
or
bat?
Or would
like
he have given more caution? I think it's a good question, Hugh.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's legit.
They would have been in position. The game would have been close no matter what, who the manager is. But you're right. I mean, that one, would he have put Schwarber in with the bad back? And would he have taken Crawford out in that spot for Hill? Mattingly's pushing the right buttons. The starting pitching at the top is excellent. The closer is excellent. If Dave Dombrowski has a good trade deadline, this entire city is going to be ready to win a World Series in October. This feels different to me. 215-592-9494. We're live today in Seattle. Team 62 Beer Bowl, all benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Coming up, special guest to tell us about the event yesterday, what's going on today, and how you could donate to Team 62 and Jason Kelsey here with Eagles Autism Foundation. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. All your phone calls to Phil's coming up. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I feel like I'm at a rave. Is this like rave? I feel like I'm at a young person's
You're
party.
Wait for the beat drop.
Yeah, does this look like a rave to you, though?
No, I'm saying. Okay. Bonnie's coming in with the music.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm at the wrong party.
We're at a party, that's for sure. Welcome
it
back.
It feels like I'm too old to be at this party.
No, Hugh, you're not too old.
Too old for a lot of things.
Yeah, welcome back. We are live today. The Team 62 Beer Poll with all the proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. Jason Kelsey's on his way, and joining us right now is Kylie Kelsey to give us a little update on yesterday and all of this for the past couple days. Kylie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great. Thank
I said
you for
great
us.
With such confidence.
You did.
I
might have lied.
You sound a little mellow right now.
Thank you for saying that. I am. It was a long day yesterday, a long, fun day, and we were able to make some serious strides in our fundraising efforts, which we hope to close up today with our goal of over $1 million, because every single year we've beat the previous year's total, so we're looking to do that again.
I think that's going to happen because as I pulled up in the parking lot, so last year I parked on the other side, right?
Yes.
But I couldn't park over there today.
How come?
Because I saw like a bunch of cheese balls.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I know there's something's going to happen with the cheese balls. I'm not going to ask. I'm gonna leave that to the imagination of the people.
Yes.
But there's a lot of cheese balls in the parking lot.
A million, apparently.
Yeah, there's a lot of cheese balls
yes.
in the parking lot.
Yes.
There's a lot.
Yes, one of us being one of our generous sponsors, we have Olukai has a beautiful boat wrapped out here
on
the bay.
That's a fancy boat.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
Because, you know, my husband's known for his flip-flops, and he always goes for Olukai flip-flops, so why not have them out here as a partner?
Smart.
We have so many generous sponsorships that help us reach that million-dollar goal, so obviously the generosity of the players and celebrities that come down to bartend our event yesterday help us reach that goal. The people who attend and are literally throwing bills across the bar also are a huge part of helping us hit that goal, but then even more so our sponsors really help us get to the finish line.
You know what, when you said something about throwing bills across the room,
yes,
it reminds me of a tweet that my teammate Ike Reese had last year. when your husband, great man that he is, he pulled off his shorts, right?
Yes, he did.
And he had on a Speedo.
Yes, he did.
Will he try to top that stunt that he had last year, this year?
So he did not do anything yesterday that was too crazy. Mm. He let the beer aquarium that Garage Beer created stand for itself. He thought that that needed its own moment, so he thought, I'll keep my butt in my shorts.
I missed the beer aquarium.
I know. It was impressive.
So how much beer is in the beer aquarium? Like, if you had a guess.
I'm nearly certain that it was, I think someone said 14 kegs
that
worth of beer.
So much beer.
I think.
Do you have pictures of this?
We can certainly get you some pictures.
I am fascinated by this.
Do you want a beer aquarium?
Well, I want to see it. I want to see what it looks like first.
You know, then I'll dive in it a little bit?
Well, I want to workshop it first.
Okay.
Then see what it takes from there.
Check the integrity before you dive in. I gotcha.
So everyone can donate our social media WIP. Links to it is up there to donate to the Eagles Autism Foundation. So, Kylie, we were at the first event, one of the first ones, at Ocean Drive 3 years ago. And then the last couple years we've been here at this day.
Yes.
How did this leg come about? Because the first one makes some sense, right? Like guest bartending, come on out, everyone has a great time. But this, where we're at today, the Beer Bowl, is a very unique kind of event that I feel is very Jason-ish.
Very much so. Yeah. This so much leans into Jason and things that he loves, right? Beer games. Easy. Simple. I always say he is good at everything he tries, and specifically in games. Like, he just wins. It's annoying, but that's one of the reasons why I married him, because he has to pick me to be on his team. One of the things that he's very good at is drinking games. And so I think that he just liked the idea of hosting a Beer Olympics. And first year, Trav was here. They did a full New Heights production of it. And I think New Heights, the whole squad, loved it so much that they just continued on. So this is our third year of Beer Bowl here. The Yacht Club of Seattle is the best host. Jim here and everybody, all the members are so kind to let us come in and take over and really... I mean, it's a dumpster fire, and that's putting it nicely.
But it's fun, though.
This is fun. Is a very classy establishment.
Yes, it is.
We bring it way down.
Yeah, it was a classy
thank you.
It was a good cause, so it's okay.
No, a great cause, yeah. And it helps us in our endeavors to, I think it's within like 48 hours to reach our goal, so we couldn't do it without him.
Hugh, have you considered getting in the water this year and participating in the beer
I told
bowl?
You. I have thalassophobia.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I have the fear
of
the unknown.
I do not.
The fear,
okay.
Well, it's the fear of murky water.
Okay. Do you get in lakes?
No.
Okay. I'm actually okay with this, though.
I get in tubs. I get in pools.
Sure, because you can see the bottom.
I can see the bottom.
That's fair.
Because you know what, Kylie, I'm not going to lie. And I say this, and they always laugh, but I'm dead ass here.
Because
sharks in there somewhere.
Oh. There are sand sharks, but I will tell you, they are bottom feeders, and they're more afraid of you than you are of them.
I hear you, and I respect
you. To be
opinion.
Fair, I've told my husband that multiple times.
Uh-huh.
He does not. He still will not touch the bottom of this
bay. No, see, I don't.
Bay. Mm. Mm-mm. I mean, here's the deal. I've been stuck in these sort of little finger situations back here in the bay in a jet ski.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to get off to push it out of the spot that it's stuck on. And it is the...
You put your feet on the muddy water, on the muddy surface?
I'll tell you what. It's like quicksand. You end up like knee deep in muck. And unless I'm clamming, I don't want to do that.
Watching Hugh get uncomfortable during this conversation is the best part of this.
That is not what I was thinking.
No?
Nothing. We're gonna move on.
Perfect. Let's do that.
Hugh was afraid to go into Lake Tahoe because he thought there might be
orcas.
Orcas.
Yeah. And we tried to tell him there's no orcas.
We asked him how an orca would get to the lake.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten
drone.
There yet. Yeah.
We still have
drones.
I didn't think about that.
Sure. Twister.
And what else?
Yeah.
Wolf eels.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Okay.
I don't like the water.
Did you watch the show River Monsters by chance?
No, I have seen it.
Okay, and that's what got us here.
The big, yeah.
Okay.
Is that why you're afraid?
Well, no, it's not just that. But you know,
that only validated his fears.
But you know, they got certain, like Kylie, you might want to put your earplugs on. But they have certain things that, like, they swim.
Yes. Upstream.
I know exactly
where you were headed.
she
it's something in urine.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Urea, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
But what are the chances that happens? Guys,
they're barbed. They go in, but they don't come out.
Oh no!
Yeah.
See, now you're
welcome.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Right. We were right here.
You got it.
I'm kind of glad we're up here on the balcony.
No,
we're
saying, man, because to be fair,
they're not in the bay.
Okay.
Not yet.
But it just adds to the fear.
But you never
knowing my luck, I'll be the first dude to get in the bay, and it happens to me.
It'd be cool though. They might name that little subsect of the species after you.
Yeah. It would be cool.
Come on.
People get in like a story. Don't want to have the Hugh Douglas happen to me.
Definitely don't want to be that. Definitely don't want to.
If it's gonna happen, let it happen at Beer Bowl, so we get to tell the story forever. Okay?
Well, that would create more buzz for all of us.
You get it.
Yes, it would. Kylie, thank you for hopping on with us.
Thank you,
and
guys,
having us here today, and good luck, and we'll help push all of it for the people who can't make it to go and donate.
Please, thank you guys so much for being here. We really love having you.
Love being here, Kylie Kelsey, here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. So you're more afraid of the water now, aren't you?
No, I mean, she understood. She picked up what I was putting down because she gets it.
She kind of put a little fear into me.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
The
barb thing gave me the heebie-jeebies.
No, I know. That's
I just like
terrible.
How she's just so cool about putting her just like getting in the murky water and just pushing it, like all of that.
Well,
everyone here but you is.
You're on the jet ski and you have to get out.
I'm not getting on the jet ski.
Well, all right, but if you get on the jet ski, how do you get out?
I got the aqua socks.
Oh, the water shoes.
Yeah.
Hold on. Why do you have aqua socks if you're not going to go in the water?
I'm just saying, if I had to go.
Just in case.
Yeah. If I had to go.
I always think kids wear water shoes.
What would be?
And grown-ups. This one will.
What would be a situation here where you end up in the water?
You know what's funny? Kyle, I was thinking about this today when I was riding down here.
Yep.
And I was like, what situation is going to make me jump in the water? And the only one I can think of is one of my children fell off the boat. And I just had to jump in.
Oh, so it's a no choice.
Yeah, I ain't got no choice. Yeah. And I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to jump in. But outside of that,
saving one of your children.
If Harper was locked in, he's like, Dad, come. I got to go. It's like with no hesitation, I'm going to go get him.
What about me? What if I fell in?
Nah.
I would throw you a raft.
He's not jumping in for you.
And be like, Kyle, paddle.
You don't have a raft.
I would tell you, paddle, kick your legs.
I'm in the water, and I'm like, Hugh, the only way to save me is if you jump in.
No, Kyle, I would wait until you at least bobbed your head like under the water like three times before I jumped.
You give me three bobs?
I gave you three bobs.
It would be funny to do a power rankings at the station of who Hugh would jump in the water for, and then who no way would he jump
in. No, I'll be jumping for the kids now, but like I'll be like, hey, swim, like kick your feet. I'll tell you what to do.
You try to teach them how to swim as they're drowning?
You know,
but I was like, wait, let me go get you a rope.
I was hoping our second year here at the Team 62 Beer Bowl, we would try to help curb Hugh's fear. We've only made it worse. This has not gotten any better. All right.
No, I'm not doing that.
215-592-9494. The Phillies, what a win last night. Your reaction to the game. And is this team starting to feel different for you? It is for me. I mean, watch the last two nights. Those are games I don't think they win the last couple of years. And I know they've had a good team. And I know we've had this conversation in different ways in different years. This feels the closest to 2022 it's felt for me since then in terms of they feel different. I know the players are similar. This group, this team, this year feels different. The managerial change is a big part of it. Does it feel that way for you? Got a couple of haters to my left and my right, not feeling it.
Haters to your left, where do you come down? Haters to the left of me.
Jokers to the left. To the right of me. let's go to Max in Swedesboro. What's up, Max?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
What's up, man?
Hey, Max. What's up?
I think you're nuts.
Me?
They beat the 27 Nets the last two nights. Did they beat the 1927 Yankees the last two nights?
They did not.
They beat Richard Lovelace.
They beat the 2026 Nets.
27 Yanks.
Yeah, that reference went back old school with that one. About 100 years out.
Yeah.
But I know, they didn't beat Garrick and Ruth. I get it. I get the reference.
Yeah. The juggernaut national team. You're right. That's good. But here's the thing that bothers me about this radio station. I'm going to – I respect you because you keep it real.
Sure,
we
of course.
We have a champion. Yeah. We're trying to pick them apart.
What champion?
You know what it's about. He's talking about Jalen, though.
What champion do we have over the last
year? I'm talking about Jalen.
What does he have to do with
the best quarterback?
The conversation that people want to have.
Yep.
No, I'm telling you, the best quarterback in franchise history. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't disagree. He's the best quarterback in France. What does that have to do with anything?
It has plenty to do with it.
No. Hold on, Max. But hold on. Hold on, Max. Because we say these things and we have no context behind it. Max, Jalen Hurts has been a good. I'm going
to
give you context first. You brought up the 27
okay.
Yankees, right? That was your first reference. But we didn't beat the 27 Yankees last night. You're right. But Max, let me also give you context on Eagles quarterbacks. There have been a lot of good ones. Donovan was good, right? Randall was good. I like Nick Foles, not in the same level, but Nick was a good quarterback, right? The reality is, Max, when you say stop ever saying anything about Jalen Hurts again, he's the greatest quarterback in Eagles history. Max, there are no Hall of Fame quarterbacks in this history. This isn't like, oh, he's the greatest quarterback in Packers history. Like, we don't have those guys, Max. So when you say that, yes, Max, I agree with you. Jalen, best quarterback in Eagles history. But that doesn't mean he's above reproach. It's not like there's five Hall of Fame quarterbacks he has bested.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Quick question.
Let's take the Phillies team out, the Phillies team that you love. Mm-hmm. All right. If they had 4 years with one World Series championship, a World Series appearance, and four straight playoff appearances, would you be as critical of them as you are of Jalen? Yes or no?
Well, you're conflating them versus Jalen. I'm not very critical of the Eagles. I think they're the best organization in pro football. I think Howie Roseman's a Hall of Famer. I think the Eagles are the most trustworthy team in the city. You're talking about an individual. Well, Max, you're talking about an individual.
He's part of the team.
Right, but
he's
Max.
Part of the team.
Well, but Max. Max, if the Phillies win the World Series, am I going to come on here and say Trey Turner's the best shortstop of all time? No, I still think the guy is half a bum half the time. I mean, come on.
You'll put Bryce Harper on a pedestal who's never won nothing.
I don't even think Harper's elite anymore. What are you talking about, Bill? Max, or whatever. Max, good phone.
Yeah, well.
The Jalen insecurity in this city is, it's like palpable. We're having a conversation on if this Phillies team feels different than the last few years. Was Jalen mentioned one time today? Not once.
You thought about him, though.
No, I did not, actually.
You're a hater.
Well, actually, I lied. He was mentioned when Chris mentioned the phone call from yesterday
The
caller that said he's the best player in pro football history. Yep.
But you're a hater, Joe.
Yeah, I'm a hater.
And you were thinking about him. He lives rent-free.
No, he doesn't.
for Max, he does.
The insecurity in this city for this quarterback is bananas. Nobody's talking about Jalen right now. We're talking about the Phillies, who had an improbable victory. And it's like, well, and what about Jalen Hurts?
Guess what?
Well, what about him, Gatman?
Guess what? We about to talk about him now.
Well, and that's your fault. I blame you.
Well, that's what gets us in trouble. I mean.
I blame Hugh Douglas for this.
I am down here enjoying my day. I'm mad at Jason Kelce because
you're mad at
he holding out on where he get the nice. I need that outfit. I need one of them outfits, man. Probably not the short so short. But I need one of them outfits.
We can't do the short shorts for Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this, specifically the Phillies. And if you want to yell at me about Jalen Hurts, go for it. But the Phillies, does this team feel different to you? And when we come back, along with your phone calls to the Phillies, we want to get to something said yesterday on the afternoon show by one of their guests about the Sixers, the draft pick, the future, this backcourt. It made me wonder about something we debated during debate week. I want to re-bring that conversation up. It is the Midday Show live from the Team 62 Beer Bowl on Sports Radio 94 WIP.